This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
It is Bear O'Clock. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm joined this evening by Just James in the Woods. How are you doing, Just James?
I'm pretty good, Dean. How are you?
Very well. Do you realise it's March already?
I do. It's marching along this year. Really fast.
Marching along. Is that a dad joke?
They're pretty crap.
What's our first dad joke for the night?
Yeah, I haven't been here for a couple of weeks, so I've got a bit of catching up with dad jokes.
Absolutely.
You're in trouble.
You've been away. Where have you been? You've been to New Zealand?
I've been to New Zealand.
New Zealand, bro?
I've been busy with work. New Zealand was a bit of an adventure. Going home, catching up with family and friends,
yeah,
you know, the
nice
way you do.
Yeah.
VFR, as they call it in the travel industry.
VFR?
Yeah, visiting friends and relations.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bit of a TLA for you.
TLA, I do like my acronyms.
Yeah, they're always good.
So, in fact, tonight we've got a night of bear banter.
Do we?
We're going to sit back and have some bear banter. We're going to talk about some other acronyms.
Does that mean we have to get undressed? Should I be taking my clothes? No, there's
Where
a really
your mind
scary
go?
Thought.
Where did you get that from bear banter? No. We're going to be fully clothed bear banter.
Okay, damn.
If you wish to imagine us... Without our clothes.
Oh, I've been imagining that for months now, Dean. Trust me.
As long as you stay on that side of the desk, we're okay. Thank you, James.
Don't tell Anthony.
But we will be talking this evening about the MQFF.
Oh, yeah.
That's an acronym
That's
for you.
That's very, very exciting.
Melbourne Queer
Film Festival.
We'll be talking about the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Oh, right. Well, that's just... going to take up all night.
No, it won't. And we're also going to be talking about some films that we've seen, some camping shows, some
right.
adventures.
Yep.
And we're also, later in the show, going to talk about sex.
Are we?
Sex. That's right.
Is that... And that's a change, right, from our normal kind of routine. We're doing that for different, to be different.
No. We always talk about sex, that's right. But later on, we'll be talking about sex, particularly with a focus on gender diversity and the trans experience.
Will we have anybody joining us in that
we
conversation?
We will.
Because I'm just looking around the room and wondering about, you know, getting... naked with some of the guys in the room. That's really naughty. Naughty things.
It's becoming warmer, and the bears are keen to shed their thick winter coats. Some cubs are particularly suitable for rubbing. Bears have their favourites and will travel long distances to visit them. Some itches just have to be scratched.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
Woof. Grr, indeed. You are on the Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean.
I love that.
You like that?
I really love that.
Have you got some itches to scratch?
I've got some itches to scratch.
Now, you know somebody who does have some itches to scratch?
I don't. Should I?
We have two guests, and I'm sure they...
Oh, those guys. Oh, yeah. Joining us... scratch some itches for them, sure.
Focus, James. Focus. You're getting a bit giggly.
I am getting a bit girly. It's been too long. I've been away too long.
Joining us for a night of bear banter in the woods, we have very special guests. It's Brad and Craig. Hey, Brad and Craig. Welcome back to the woods.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Now, we should explain. You have been here before. So, Brad, you're Leatherman 2016, for those who recognise your voice.
That's correct, yeah.
And Craig, you were Mr. Vic Bear's 1940s...
1918, something like that. 2010, yeah.
And you're going to join us tonight for a bit of bear banter, which is a bit of fun.
Yeah, indeed.
And that's Mr. Australasian Bear, thank you.
Oh, sorry, I forgot the big one. What year were you Mr. Australasian Bear?
2010.
Oh, these boys in their sashes, tell you.
1600.
Now, are you guys off to Mardi Gras this weekend?
No, we're giving it a miss.
Giving it a miss. Have you been to Mardi Gras before?
Yeah. 17 times.
17 times. You've got your badge, yeah?
Yeah.
And I have actually put together groups that were involved with Mardi Gras in the past in the parade. So.
Oh, so you've marched in the parade?
Twice marching in the parade.
What's that like?
First time it was... My actually very first time to Mardi Gras, I was marching in the parade. So it was sort of really, is this what it's all about type scenario.
Yeah.
Had such a great experience that I then, the following year, organised a group to go into the parade, which was Vic Presence, and they continued to march for something like 13 years.
Is that right? So, of course, we are speaking of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, which is happening this weekend in Sydney Town. And, of course, on this weekend, gays, lesbians, the whole community comes together from around the world, in fact.
All over the world.
They all land on Sydney in the parade.
Even New Zealand. I think that people come from New Zealand.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, 1991 was my first Mardi Gras, and I went in the parade from New Zealand.
Were you wearing sparklies? Were you wearing glitter?
I was wearing push-down socks that I got abused by my boss. No, I was not Miss New Zealand. She was fantastic, though. I loved her.
She was in a number of years, yeah?
Yeah.
Miss New Zealand walked down with a little placard saying, I'm Miss New Zealand.
Sensible frock.
No, hang on. I want to go back to these push-down socks. Is that all you were wearing, just push-down socks?
No, I was wearing a pair of hot pants and a leather harness.
Oh, okay. So now I'm suddenly losing interest because I had pictures of Craig in his push-down socks and nothing else.
No.
So, Craig, you came from New Zealand. Was this your first time in Australia when you went?
Yes.
Wow. So first time in Australia. So you came all that way for not all that way. It's only a couple of hours, but you came to Australia for the Mardi Gras parade and party, or just the parade?
Both.
Came for both.
It was amazing. It was like nothing we'd ever seen before. I'd been to a party before in Hamilton, New Zealand, that had 2,500 people, The cops came at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
40 riot police turned up, and the guys were just like, "No, we'll go home, it's cool," and they're like, "Okay, what are we going to do now?" So that was what New Zealand was like.
This was New Zealand's Mardi Gras.
Yeah, we
can't bag New Zealand.
It was very backwards in those days. They've come a long way.
They certainly have.
We are talking to Brad and Craig about a number of topics tonight, a bit of bear banter. We are talking about Mardi Gras. If you've got a Mardi Gras story, do you remember your first Mardi Gras? Do you go every year? If you've got a story for us, SMS now on 0427JOY949. James, do you remember yours?
I'll tell you mine. And it's not hard to remember because there's only been one.
Oh, you've only been to one Mardi Gras?
I went to one Mardi Gras.
Gee, that's funny. A man of your age, I would have thought.
I couldn't afford it. I was a nurse. I couldn't afford to come across. No, seriously. But what it was, I had a friend who came out from the UK.
Yeah.
It was around the time that dance mixes and divas were, you know, pretty full on.
Yes.
And there was a DJ called Hex Hector.
Yes.
Who, for people old enough and who like dance and pop music and all that kind of stuff. So Hex remixed all the divas.
Yeah.
And this will be really, I hope Patrick Gruber's listening because he'll love this. It was the year that Olivia Newton-John was the main act. Olivia Newton-John was on at some ungodly hour. We won't talk about it because I was too old and she probably should have been in bed. But what happened was I was busy ogling Olivia Newton-John thinking that, you know, this is a really, here I am, Mardi Gras, Hex Hector, Olivia Newton-John, life doesn't get any better than this. Mm-hmm. And I was a bit blurry-eyed because I didn't have my glasses on. And I followed this, you know, what I thought was Olivia Newton-John in this beautiful pink costume.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks later, I thought, I'll have a look at that on YouTube because someone's bound to have filmed it.
Yes.
I've been following one of the backup dancers. Olivia was wearing blue.
Yeah, they did that on purpose because people started to flock towards that door and it was getting too busy because I was there and I moved out of the way because I thought, oh my God, I just can't see her because I really wanted to see her and I thought I wouldn't get her. And then she actually came past us where there was less people. And we found out later because my partner at the time knew a lot of people on the board and they did that on purpose just because.
You have solved a riddle that was really, really bugging me.
So it's not you, it's
since
her.
2008.
So do you remember, boys, what did Livy sing on the night? Was it Xanadu?
Xanadu, of course.
And did she go physical?
She only did the one song.
One song.
3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, half past three in the morning. How good would she need to be to do more than one song?
Absolutely. So, of course, the Mardi Gras, people think of the party, but it's really about, for me, it's about the parade, and it was born out of protest. And, you know,
absolutely.
The social commentary around that. So, coming back to Brad, so Vic Presence, when you marched with Vic Presence, what was that about?
Vic Presence was actually one of the very first mixed marching groups that went into the parade. There would have been the Sydney Marching Boys and there were the Melbourne Marching Boys. And there tend to be a lot of focus on just the body perfect and they're not necessarily integrating the guys and the girls together. So we decided we wanted to have something which was mixed. We went all out for broke and said we'll put as many people as we can, and Mardi Gras actually limited us to 60 because they said, we don't think it's feasible with more than 60.
Oh.
And we put 60 people into the parade, and that year we got lots of attention. People could see us coming halfway down Oxford Street, and that's no joke because we had so much sequins with lights coming off them that people could go, I can see something coming all the way down there. And they were looking down the road at what was coming with the reflections coming for rather than what was in front of them.
Now, I've marched in some of the Melbourne Pride marches, and it's such a lovely experience, and you get the cheer of the crowd and you get that real sense of community. Is that what it's like when you march at a Mardi Gras? Or is it just so much colour and movement that you're just in a... That you don't sort of, you're not in the moment. You kind of
no. They're very much. You do get the crowd urges you on, but it's a very different feeling to the Pride March as well. And Pride March was always designed to be a different type of parade to what Mardi Gras is, and they wanted that so that people didn't sort of try to compare the two.
Right.
I think it's where you are in life too. I remember my first Mardi Gras coming from New Zealand when it was very repressed, coming after the homosexual law reform bill and a lot of things like that, and it was the only time that I felt like I was the star and it was okay to be me. And I thought, I have to move to Sydney. It's like, I have to get to Australia, because coming from small town New Zealand and being treated horribly and going through some horrible homophobic incidents, Mardi Gras was the one night that I actually felt like it was okay to be me and it was okay to be gay, and I was so proud. And that changed a little bit over the years, because I had my own group as well, and I've marched with the Bears and Leather Pride and a whole lot of other people. But yeah, I think it's a very unique experience for different people, and definitely different from different stages in your life as well.
So Craig, you found it affirming and validating.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And so you'd recommend it?
Absolutely. It's a great experience.
So if you're marching this weekend, send us a message, 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, the woods on Joy 94.9.
This is Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Just James, and we're sitting back and having some bear banter with Brad and Craig.
About things like Mardi Gras and twirly things and push down socks. That'll stick with me, Craig. That's going to be a thought for a while.
So, as we say, the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is happening this Saturday night. This weekend in Sydney town. We've had a message in from someone who's not going along.
And no stranger to us.
No, this is from Cam, Disney Princess Cam. Yep. Hey, boys, I wish I was heading to Mardi Gras. I've been 5 times and I've only ever watched. He likes to watch.
I think he's kind of saying he wants to do more than watch in this one.
So he needs to make his mission to march next year. P.S. If anyone's having a Mardi Gras party to watch it on the on SBS, maybe call a sexy cub.
I can think of a few sexy cubs. Does he mean him? Is that a bit of blatant self-promotion? I think it might be.
Because I'm heading to Mardi Gras this weekend as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm as part of the Joy contingent, so I'll be there running around and helping out.
Joy's big. It's a big thing, isn't it?
It's a big thing this year, yeah. The civil cast with SBS, starting with Chris and Cam on Friday night.
Yep.
Moving all the way through to Sunday.
It's going to be a whole weekend thing.
A whole weekend thing. So if you can't make it to Sydney, and you are, maybe you're not even in Australia, maybe you're in Spain, you can listen online on joy.org.au
and hear all the action.
And
all
the action connected to the Mardi Gras.
Well, you'd be just like being there, except maybe not so visual.
And you may find it as affirming as Craig did when he came all the way from New Zealand for his first parade.
Could too.
Now, of course, the other thing we wanted to talk about tonight was movies, because this has been Oscar week.
Oh yeah, best movie, La La Land. I was impressed when La La won best movie. No, that's fake facts. Yeah. That's fake news.
# alternative facts. No, James. Moonlight won.
Moonlight.
Not Moonlighting. That was another film again.
No, that was a TV series.
Moonlighting
had
Bruce Willis
and
Sybil Shepherd. That's
and
right.
Moonstruck was with Cher and Nicolas Cage.
And Mooning is something completely completely different.
Now, I haven't seen Moonlight, but Craig, I think you've caught it.
Yeah, me and Brad saw it on date night.
Everybody
in this room has seen Moonlight except you, Dean.
Except for me. Is it good?
I loved it. Yeah. It's a slow movie. It's in 3 parts, but it's extremely character driven. And it's
spoiler alert. Should we be warning people about spoiler
alerts? No, I won't spoil anything that wasn't in the trailer. So it's
not what you expect, is it?
It's not a movie
with a big surprise.
Yep.
Okay.
Not stereotypical at all.
But it is of interest to the gay audience.
Definitely. But straight people would like it too. It doesn't, even if people weren't comfortable watching gay things on film, it doesn't have any long gay sex scenes or alluding to too much. It's more a love story and a building of the character.
Yeah, it's just implied.
And his journey.
There's some fantastic, like the development of the characters is fantastic because all the characters are actually deep and have different levels. And you just get caught up. And I remember thinking, I was a little bit nervous about there being anything, you know, because I'm not big on violence and gratuitous kind of horror. But I was amazed when the end of the movie just kind of, and I'm sitting there with my mouth open thinking, wow, you know, that was really something. That was a great movie.
Ooh, I'm intrigued now. I might pop along to that.
But of course, after a big build-up like that, you're only going to be disappointed.
That's right. But you have there, James, you've mentioned La La Land, and people have heard me on the radio.
Do you like it?
Well, know that I have a bit of
on the wireless, even.
On the wireless. Or online at joy.org.au. Well, know that I have a bit of a thing for Ryan Gosling.
Oh, do you?
I also have a thing for Ryan Reynolds. I'm not fussy. Any Ryan would do. But I've got to tell you.
Any Ryan in the storm.
Any Ryan in
the storm.
But the other day, I went to see Lion. So I've got a new celebrity crush now.
Can
we talk?
Really?
Dev Patel in Lion. He went from being geeky and awkward to being gorgeous, like statuesque and literally and quite...
Like a lion.
Like a lion.
Not unlike a lion.
He's lovely hair. Oh.
Did you not like him in the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel movies?
Not really.
Did you see those?
No.
Didn't do it for you?
No.
Was it the Aussie accent, do you think?
I think for an actor like Dev, I think in the Marigold... What is it?
Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
It seems like he had to play this caricature.
Yeah. It was a bit cartoonish.
And so to see him play an Australian character with an Australian accent and be, I guess, a bit of a leading man. I mean, he's not in the whole thing. He's in the second half.
And he was... I haven't seen
convincing.
The movie.
It's beautiful.
But
it's a beautiful film.
It's on our to-watch list as well.
Yeah, and look, without giving any spoilers, you need to say right to the end and maybe have a tissue or two in your bra, off your sleeve. Just in case. I'm just saying,
I told you that in confidence, Dan. You weren't supposed to say it on air.
Now, of course, I do love a day at the flicks. I like to go to a matinee and sit in there because you get less people. I like sit in the dark and watch a film. And I don't think, video may have killed the radio star, but I still like to go to the flicks. I like to go to the cinema.
Except for how much it costs. I mean, I love the movies, and I really, really, really do. But it's really pricey. I mean, it can get really expensive, can't it?
Absolutely.
You need a mortgage to go to the movies these days.
Do you know the worst thing is when people take food in, but the worst thing for someone to take in is sushi. That is so noisy. You know those plastic boxes?
Did people take sushi into the movies?
We went to movies, and someone had sushi behind us, and it was just like the whole
rattle.
It's crazy.
Like smell of like raw salmon.
That would directly be behind us.
Yeah. That's almost a title for a book or a movie. Sushi in the movie. Sushi in the movies.
Now, of course, another movie event that's happening in Melbourne.
A big one.
A big one is the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. That's on from March the 16th to March the 27th.
How goddamn exciting!
Now,
is
James,
this?
You went along to the opening night, yeah?
I did. It was quite an event, and it was at the casino, the Crown.
Okay.
Casino at the Crown. There was a fairly big joy contingency. There was a number of people there, and it was really exciting. And the program for the year, it looks really exciting.
So tell me, guys, is there anything of interest to the Bear community in this year's program?
Well, there is actually a short doco, which is about bears, which is a bear in a barbershop, which is directed by a Melbourne bear himself, Albert Kuman.
Hey, Albert.
Hey, Albert.
And
we're promoting your movie.
it's a very short film. It only goes for 4 minutes.
It does, but I've heard a little bit about it. And it seems quite interesting. Sort of just about literally what the title says:
Bear
in a barbershop.
Fantastic! So check out that. And looking at the program, there's a lot of very good films on. The other film that caught my eye, which might be interesting to.
Is there a Ryan in it?
No, but it is another celebrity crush. I must admit.
Oh, go on then.
It starts with an R. Russell Tovey.
Oh.
Russell Tovey. Have you guys seen Looking?
Yeah,
it's with Russell Tovey in it.
Hang on,
they're the good bits.
Wasn't there some talk about Russell Tovey when we had our third birthday? Was he the one with the pretend schlong?
Daniel Franzese the faux schlong,
the rumored to be hung like a horse.
Russell Tovey's schlong is very much real.
Oh.
And he's got cute ears as well. Anyway, something else to look forward to. So Russell Tovey's film is called The Pass. And it's a film from the UK.
Is that the middle one? Is that the centrepiece?
I do not know.
I
don't know that. Where's the centrepiece?
It's on the Thursday, but I'm not familiar with it. But The Pass is actually selling out. When you sign up and get the app, you get to know which movies are selling fast and which ones are on standby. So if you're interested in the MQFF, definitely download the app. Get it on your phone. Get it on your iPad. There's such a good program. It's going to be so good. Can I confess to my crush?
Please.
My crush is in the opening night movie is a movie called I Am Michael,
Oh, it's with James Franco.
James Franco, but no, not James. James is not the one. It's the Zachary Quinto character. I have had a thing for Zachary since he was the evil dude in Heroes.
In Heroes, yeah.
He was...
Skylar?
Skylar, yeah. I've definitely got a thing for Zachary Quinto. You can have the top off my egg. Or park his... What is it? Park his slippers under my bed? Anytime he likes.
Something like that. You are listening to The Woods, where you can park your slippers anywhere you like. Coming up next, we're going to chat with Brad and Craig about sex. We're going to get down and dirty. We're talking about sex coming up on The Woods. You're on Joy 94.9. If I was there, I would take you on a picnic. Look in my basket. You can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you will get so dizzy. Check me out, boo-boo.
Hi, I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9. She wants to be a bear.
Thanks, Margaret.
Margaret Cho.
I know, she wants to be a bear.
I always go to say something inappropriate at that moment, don't
you, James?
Yeah, I do.
Bear Curious Dean here. Just James. She's prattling on there. Shut up, James. And we're having some bear banter. Not prattling, we're having bear banter.
Yeah,
that's what
thanks.
We're doing, James. Thank you. And we're here with Brad, who's Leatherman 2016. Try to say that one.
That's a bit of a tongue twister.
And Craig, who he won a sash before.
Years
ago.
100 years ago. Two sash.
No one remembers.
Wasn't it something to do with crocheting and knitting or something?
No. Macrame champion in 1987.
Needlepoint.
Would you put your knitting away, Craig? How many more times?
I actually crocheted those push-down socks myself that I wore my first Mardi Gras.
You just wanted to make sure they went down, I know.
In all seriousness, Craig was Mr. Vic Bears, and he was Mr. Australasia Bear. We're in royalty.
Wasn't Mr. Vic Bears, I was just Mr. Australasia Bear.
Oh, you just bypassed the local competition. Yeah. Look at you.
He beat the local competition. Come on.
Anyway,
let's not have the two Kiwis, two Aussies.
But, you know, I do like a man in a sash.
Yeah.
They can be kind of sexy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about sex.
What about just a sash?
Well, just a sash is just sexy
a
as well.
Just a sash works.
Can I tell you, we talked about going to the movies. The other night, me and my boyfriend Anthony, we went to see the Cirque du Soleil.
Zuki?
Cusa. But can I tell you, as I'm sitting there with my dad bod, watching these boys do their bend backs and their forward tumbles, I'm just thinking, I need to go back to the gym. I need to work on my forward rolls.
But do you want to be in Cirque du Soleil? Because they get killed. They do. They have
allegedly,
deaths.
No.
They have deaths.
Well, I think it is a quite a taxing job to have to do that physical activity every sort of night.
Yeah. Do you want to know? I'll tell you a guilty secret, shall I, Dean? I've seen 4 Cirque du Soleils, and one of them I actually saw 3 times.
Is that right?
I saw Alegria in New Zealand, and I went 3 times because I loved it.
Yep, good forward rolls in that one.
Oh,
yep.
There was the trampoline stuff is always amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's like a bit of bounce.
And then I watched Kidam when Kidam was in New Zealand. Yep. And then I watched Ovo here.
Ovo.
And the trampolining in that, the wall trampolining was amazing.
Yes.
And then I think just recently saw Totem.
Oh, there you go.
So 4 of them. I'm a big fan.
So from acrobatics of one type to other types of acrobatics. Well, kind of. We're talking about sex now. We're going to talk about sex. I'm trying to be a smooth segue there. No, no such thing.
There is no smooth segue
into
let's
talk about getting down and dirty. So we're having a bear forum, I understand. I think there's going to be bear forum happening in March 26th.
March 26th. Are you going to that, Craig?
Yeah, I'm going to go along to that. It's a mental health forum for Vic Bears with Down Dirty. So they'll be having a whole range of speakers there. So Caleb Hawk from the Victorian AIDS Council will be coming along and speaking about Pete.org and Dale.org, which deal with
websites.
Pete deals with HIV stigma and anxiety and depression issues related around that, and the Dale deals with married and bisexual men,
right?
And the stigma and depression, anxiety, is that?
It's great because it's online. There is a same-sex attracted man who's in a heterosexual relationship, is that kind of the right thing to go? And he doesn't feel comfortable walking through the door of a facility, which might have a rainbow flag outside it, he can reach out for support.
Yeah, absolutely. They have chat rooms and that sort of thing as well. So they'll be coming in and talking about those options as well. So
at the forum.
Yeah, at the forum. And there'll be a few other people there. There's Garth from... He's also from the Victorian AIDS Council. He's the AOD team leader.
AOD? What's AOD?
Alcohol and Other Drugs.
Oh, I should say. Everything's got an acronym these days.
Yeah. There's also, hopefully, Switchboard will be coming in, which is the Bears charity. But if not, we will sort of give you some people that will be there. We'll give an overview of what they do.
Because every year the Vic Bears support another charity. I think last year was the Pantry. Is that right?
Yes.
And so this year they're supporting the Switchboard, which provides a great service, again, for people who need to reach out and speak to, I guess, somebody who understands the challenges that people in the LGBTIQ community face.
The life we lead.
And they do online stuff as well. They've got a QLife, I think it is. So, and also the other group that will be there just happens to be Brad's chosen charity. Drummond Street Services.
You've got a chosen charity. Look at you.
Which, and in particular the Queer Space, who provide great mental health facilities for the LGBTQ community.
So Drummond Street has been around for a long time, haven't they? Like a very long time.
They go to the arc almost.
Did you look it up before? Was it 1870?
I think so. I think it's before Craig won his sash.
They might have just squeezed in on that one.
They have a really diverse range of services there. So they deal with gender diverse people, which is also what the forum will be dealing with, and people that have had men that have had a trans experience as well.
Yeah.
So that they feel welcome, and you know, if they've got any issues, that's all dealt with as well. So
just in the interest of being specific. Drummond Street Services was founded in 1887 as the Charity Organisation Society. Then it became the Citizens Welfare Service of Victoria in 1947.
Wow.
So after your
birth, that's quite impressive, isn't it?
1947?
1877.
1947.
Was I born in... Are you asking me if I was born in 1947? Dean, please. My Zimmer frame's packed outside the room.
We have been around for a while. And look, Drummond Street, and I think inner city Melbourne, which is great for the people who live in inner city Melbourne, getting support for people with issues in those inner city. But I think they go further afield, don't they?
No, Drummond Street, well, obviously they started in the inner city, but they go much further afield now. They sort of go down on the Ballerine Peninsula and also up towards Epping and
in Sunshine?
Yeah, Sunshine.
Sunshine, they're in Werribee.
Why did you pick Drummond Street, Brad? What was that about?
I was specifically looking for an organisation that actually dealt with mental health and had a... linked to the LGBTQ community. So I went around and I spoke to a few different organisations.
Yep.
And from what I could tell and a few people I spoke to, Drummond Street seemed to be the one that was doing the most, in particular with the LGBTQ community. Yeah, yeah. And they also have a very good thing that they're working a lot with the trans community, which is a section of our community that gets forgotten a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a program, I think, that's called Why Gender. I'm pretty sure it is, and I apologise if I'm wrong, but I think it's called Why Gender, and that's one of the things they run.
And were there, like, did they answer particular questions in a particular way? Did you, when you said you went around and spoke to a few services, did you have like a list of questions, or what was it? How did it work?
I had certain things that I wanted to find out and see where their programs were going and what programs they had in place.
Yeah.
And it was very much a learning curve for me too, because I actually didn't know anything about Drummond Street Services and what they provided for the LGBT community, but somehow I managed to find it on my search and went along. I also cross-referenced what they said with what other people had told me. And I spoke to the commish, and she actually gave them a very good rap as well. And
was that Rowena?
Yeah, Rowena.
Commish, delectable Rowena.
Yes, delectable Rowena.
He's a big friend of Joy. She's been on lots of Joy shows.
It's Rowella.
So as I said, she also gave them a very good rap and mentioned the fact that they were doing a great service with the trans community, and sort of just gave me some confidence that I was actually on the right path.
He does. He did have a list, though. I'm the list one in the relationship. I always give Brad a list.
You gave him a list of questions.
He has a list to write his
everything.
List.
I'm very, it's a good thing about anxiety.
There are so many places that I want. There's so many places I want to take that conversation.
So it's interesting there, Brad. You're talking about the services for the trans community. We're talking about services for the, I guess, bear community. Mm-hmm. And often we think of them as being separate communities, but often sometimes people can be both a trans male who identifies as a bear. Mm.
Definitely. One of the guys, Mark, who's actually speaking at the conference, he said that a lot of their guys come, that come in with trans experience do sort of gravitate towards the bear and that type of scene. And it's kind of been a learning curve, I know, for Vic Bears as well, having integrating those people, making everyone feel welcome, because that's what they want to do. And that's what they did to me. That's why I'm a member.
Yeah, so, it's really important.
Yeah, that's great.
Fantastic. And now, I do understand there's a bit of a raffle. We're going to want to make some fundraising for Queer Space. Is that
what? That's partly what my job throughout the year is, to actually to raise funds for Queer Space.
I could think of a dozen ways you could do that, Brad.
Well, they've got to be legal, okay?
None of these are legal.
We don't bring them into disrepute, James.
I've actually this week I've had some raffle tickets have gone onto the market, so to speak.
Me too. I got conned.
I got James on board there, and we've got some fantastic prizes of accommodation. And
in Dalesford, I think,
In Dalesford.
And a massage. Don't forget the massage.
Fantastic. Woo-hoo. Massage, yeah.
And so somebody wants to buy a raffle ticket, what do they do?
Well,
they approach you at the Laird?
They can approach me at the Laird.
You have your raffle book there.
I'll be at the Laird later tonight with my raffle book.
Uh-huh.
I'll also be up at Chill Out, and so I'll be
chilling out
and trying to offload some more raffle tickets around Chill Out.
How much is the raffle ticket?
Raffle tickets are $2 each.
Oh, bargain.
Cheap at half the price.
That's right.
And over $800 worth of prizes there.
Oh, you're selling
pretty
it?
Good.
Oh,
pretty good.
And of course, James, if you win, because you bought a couple of tickets, if you win, you're going to give me the prize, aren't
you? I'm going to give you the Dalesford weekend, absolutely. I've got friends in Dalesford. I don't need to pay.
And he was like, I don't like people touching me. I don't like Dalesford. I don't like people touching me. I don't.
Stop. We're supposed to be promoting this raffle, not killing it.
James got a list as well. But you are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. Stick around.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
This is The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with just James.
Still curious after all these years.
Tishbaum and Brad and Craig. You aren't curious at all. No, they
know
it all.
They know everything there is to know. And what they don't know, they're making up as they go along.
And you know where the boys went recently? Exactly. You guys went to the caravan and camping show, I hear.
For our second time.
You went back for more?
We went this last year as well.
Is it good?
It's Daddy Central.
Daddy Central?
It is perv value.
Year he almost got run over getting in the gate because he was perving on some guy's mustache.
Focus. Come on, Craig, focus.
I reckon he got whiplash. He's been protecting his neck all night, and it must have been whiplash.
That's true. All the caravans. There's a caravan called Majestic, and it had a crown on it. So I said to Brad, we are totally changing all the radio stations in here to Joy. So we did. So we were around five caravans and changed it from Triple M to Joy.
It seemed appropriate. Majestic.
It was Majestic.
Joy 94.9 and was playing on the Majestic caravan.
That's clever.
I know. Very clever. But Daddy Central, you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Some hot dads there.
But tell me again, what's the name of the show? It's the...
Caravan and Camping.
Caravan and...
I think it changed. This year it was a Caravan and Camping show. Last year it was a Caravan and Leisure show or something.
Caravan and Camping Super Show, I think they called it.
So did they know you were coming? Is that why they changed the name?
I don't know.
Caravan and Camping? Oh, sorry. Another dad joke. Sorry. Quick, Dean, come up with something interesting. I'm feeling really dumb now.
Now, of course, we've been a bit of bear banter. We've been talking about the Drummond Street Service, which is Brad as Laird Leatherman 2016. It's your chosen charity. Try to say that one. Led Leatherman 2016 chosen charity. And you've got a raffle. So how can people who are interested in finding out more about their raffle get their raffle tickets?
Okay. They can always approach me via my Facebook page, which is Led Leatherman 2016 Brad Redman. Uh-huh. And they can send me a message directly on there. I'm around at the Laird quite often. This Sunday I'll be at the Laird for this. For the barbecue, and so they can approach me before.
I've seen you on some street corners as well, I think, Brad. Can they pick up tickets from street corners?
Well, I'll be hanging around the streets of Dalesford next weekend, not this weekend coming, but the following weekend.
Am I coming to any
weekend.
Of these events?
No.
I was just wondering.
So if they see me hanging around in Dalesford, there's also a high chance that I'll have a book of raffle tickets in.
So just tell people out. So the Laird on a Sunday, what time would people go if they were going for the barbecue? Is that 4 o'clock?
About 5.
4 or 5 o'clock. And if they see you there, they can get a raffle ticket there.
Yep.
You've mentioned Dalesford. Is that Chill Out?
That's Chill Out.
Chill Out.
So they might see you at Chill Out.
Yeah, they'll see me around for Chill Out.
Will you be wearing leather? Will you be wearing your sash?
Well, I'll be wearing my sash definitely in the parade. Uh-huh. I'll probably be wearing my sash or my vest, which has Lead Leatherman plastered over the back in studs as well, throughout the day on Carnival Day. So
look out for the leather studs.
How many times do you think you'll go around that square this year? I think it's fascinating how many times they go around.
I don't think I get a choice for how many times I go around. I've just got to go
keep
with the
going
flow.
Until it stops.
Keep going until it's over.
So we've had a night of bear banter here on the Woods.
We have.
With our very special guests, Brad and Craig. So thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you for having us. It's been lots of fun.
And having some banter with us, the things we've learnt.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Now, of course, if you do like to hear bear-related material, you might want to get up early on Monday, because on Joy, from 6:30 a.m, we have the Brekkie Bears. With
absolutely.
Big Bear Mark, Lick the Wonder Cub, and SJ, their very own Goldilocks.
Yeah.
To get your
Who is on. Is expecting.
Absolutely expecting a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just expectant.
She's expecting
a baby. You can, if you like what you've heard tonight, then why wouldn't you?
Why
you might
wouldn't
want to
you
listen
indeed?
To our podcast. Now, to access our podcast, where do they go, James? What's the website
I
address?
Don't know. www.joy.org.au
/podcast. The Woods.
The Woods.
There right. you go. Or go to iTunes and just search for The Joy on the podcast pages, and you'll see The Woods there. And you can subscribe to us, or you can download our podcast.
That sounds pretty good.
And if you do listen to our podcasts on iTunes, tell us how you like them.
And what have we got next week, Dean? We've got something really interesting coming up next week, don't we?
Absolutely. So next week we've got a double episode with the team from Family Matters. And Family Matters is the show on a Thursday night on Joy that starts at 8 p.m. So they're from 8 till 9, and then normally The Woods is from 9 till 10.
Right.
Now next week we're doing a mashup. So the two teams
a mashup.
So we've got Mr. Vic Bears 2017, Mick.
Mick.
Who's a pansexual bear.
Right.
I think it's the first of a pansexual bear to wear the sash. I think.
I think so. I've not heard. I mean, I haven't been forever, but I've not heard of a pansexual bear before winning the title.
So we thought, what an intriguing story. He's actually married with a wife and kids. So he's going to come on with his wife, Claire. And so for the first hour, he'll be with the Family Matters people, speaking about their relationship and how they manage family with being a pansexual bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Then after, from 9 to 10, we'll have Mick and Claire will stay around, and we'll get a bit more into the woods, a bit more saucy. A bit more adult, because we're after 9 o'clock. We can explore deeper themes.
That'll be really interesting. I can't wait for that. That's going to be a really fun show, guys. I hope you'll be listening, or at least at podcasting or something like that.
Always.
Absolutely. So once again, thank you, Brad and Craig, for joining us this evening in the woods.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And
thanks
so
for having us.
Until next week, Woof Grrr.
Woof Grrr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.